Here's how the story begins. Two young challengers looking to make their names. One entered with the pedigree and skills. The other, well, you know the story. Sixth round draft pick, blah, blah, blah.
Tom Brady's in the game.
A new era begins today in Indy, and it begins with that man.
As years passed, their skills honed. They became true heavyweights in this game. The wins piled up. They met again for the big one this time. With the snow falling on this January afternoon, Brady took the early lead. The struggling Manning countered, but he did not have enough.
Second time in 3 years, the Patriots go to the Super Bowl.
This time, Manning entered as the challenger, Brady the champ, and on his home turf.
Fires at the last second, almost picked off.
Again, Peyton had no answer.
Touchdown, touchdown, Tom Brady.
Tom would reign once more. As the game's biggest superstars hooked up in the title, the Golden Boy came out swinging and was well ahead.
Fires down the field, caught. Troy Brown, 20, 15, 10.
The brawler was on the ropes, but this time, mounted a comeback for the ages.
The Colts have come back from a 21-3 deficit. The Indianapolis Colts are headed to their first Super Bowl.
Are we ready for another round of the Golden Boy Tom Brady versus the brawler Peyton Manning? It looks like this one could be a classic.
We are 20 hours away from kickoff, 20 hours from Brady versus Manning, and 24 hours from knowing who will be going to the Super Bowl. This highly anticipated and epic championship matches up two of the most accomplished quarterbacks in the game, but will add to the legacy of only one. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Denver. I'm Steve Burton. Thank you for joining us for this special live playoff edition of Patriots All Access, where Rocky Mountain High has a dual meeting here in Denver. The Patriots arrived yesterday to get acclimated to the thinner air. It's the first time the Patriots have played a playoff game away from Gillette Stadium since 2007, when they lost to Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC Championship. Taking their cue from their coach, the Pats were all business when they arrived here yesterday. They stampeded the Colts, dominating a good Indianapolis Colts team to get to this AFC Championship game tomorrow. Let's take a look at the sights and sounds of their win over Indy, presented by Bose.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Yeah! It's prime time, baby!
We got a date next week, fellas! Let's get there! We got a date next week!
Go! Be ready to go, you hear me? Okay, let's go.
This is what we live for, 60 minutes! Together as one, baby! Hard to find a moment, not there. Hard to find a moment.
And Luck rose to the left side. The ball picked off by Alfonso Benner. Takes it away. Down the right side of the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Diving for a touchdown. Deja vu. Brady hand off to Luck. He runs it to the left. He's in with a dive. Touchdown, Patriots. Hand off to Blunt. He runs it left. LeGarrette's on his feet into the end zone. Touchdown!
Keep it simple. Okay. Hold me and be aggressive.
Drops back. Pressure comes from the right. Throws into the near side. Ball is bobbled. Then intercepted by Hightower on the deflection. Dante Hightower plunges outside the 35 of the Patriots.
Hey,
Tom Brady hands it to Ridley. He runs it right. Lowers the shoulders. Nice cut. Goal line. Reaching in for a Patriots touchdown.
Great job. Way to run, Red.
keep on hunting. Take care of the ball. I know it's not a lot of creases in there. There's some fighting going up in there. We got to be smart in our runs, all right?
Tom Brady hands it off to LeGarrette Blount. Jump cut right, and he rambles out of a tackle. He's gone to the 50. Blount to the 40. Blount to the 10. Blount to the end zone for the fourth time tonight.
Way to go, man. Way to go, man. Way to go, man.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. That was awesome.
Right. Thanks,
whatever
man.
You need.
All right. Love you. Okay.
I'll see you in Denver next week.
All right.
This is Mike Twin Towers. This is Mike Twin Towers.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Congratulations, man. It's a great job. All three phases, we got contributions from everybody. Damn good job. Game's just getting bigger now. Just getting bigger. It's how we play. It's how we prepare. It's about us, all right? But I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter who it is, all right? It matters how we go about it and how we prepare, okay? And then go out there and play our ass off on Sunday against whoever it is. You guys showed it today. You were ready to go. You played hard for 60 minutes. You made plays throughout the game. Congratulations.
Fellas, what we have here is something truly special. Now, y'all enjoy this. Stay in the moment, fellas. Remember, it's not easy to get where we are, but we ain't done yet. They've been counting us out all year. We still here. We still here together. But how do we feel about our third AFC Championship appearance in a row?
Oh, that stuff inside the locker room is just awesome. You heard a lot from Bob Soucy in his radio call. Joining me now is the man himself, Bob Soucy. And you know what? Your first year, and all of a sudden we're at the AFC Championship game, but they played Denver in Week 12. Your gut feeling on tomorrow?
Well, Steve, it's been a thrilling ride. I think the circumstances in that Week 12 encounter, of course, so much centered around the weather, the wind, and the cold, and the rash of turnovers. The Patriots early spotting Denver a 17-0
lead. Not an issue.
On the way to a 24-0 advantage at halftime, and then Denver having ball security issues in the second half, and the Patriots coming back. I expect a much different kind of game. Similarly, it should be a very close game. I think the Patriots are healthier at the back end in their secondary than they were. The run defense is better than it was in that game. And Denver certainly has been depleted in its secondary. And also for the Broncos, of course, they have Julius Thomas back.
Right.
Patriots have to contend with that challenge.
All right, Bob. You have a challenge tomorrow. Good luck.
Looking forward to it, Steve.
All right. We are just warming you up here at Patriots All Access. We'll be back with more live from Denver in just a moment. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access.
Listen in as Julian Edelman is mic'd up from the Colts game.
What's the best drive? The next drive.
And later, we sit down with one of the toughest Patriots, Captain Logan Mankins.
I love it when the other guys are mad and they're yelling at me because they think I'm playing a little too hard or something.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
The pass left now, fires left, wide open, touchdown, David Gibbons! Fires to the end zone, intercepted in the end zone by Rodney Harrison! He throws downfield, it is intercepted! Picked off by Tyler! Dumps it off to the right, it is picked off! Intercepted on the near side by Tyler! Intercepted! Interception of the game.
No,
You're looking at downtown Denver, where fans are hustling, bustling, some are confident, others are nervous. Welcome back to this special live edition of Patriots All Access. You know, when Tom Brady misses a practice during AFC Championship Week, everyone notices. Heck, even Bill Belichick said he was surprised. Jackie Burton has that story on more Patriots news of the week.
Tom Brady and the Pats bound for the AFC Championship game for the third straight year.
Many had their doubts about the Patriots this season, but game by game, they've persevered through the unexpected.
Brady throws it to the end zone for Kendrell Tompkins. Leaping!
He throws it! Touchdown! Patriots!
And are now one win away from the Super Bowl for the third straight year.
I think it's the mental toughness of the team and the willingness to do whatever it takes to win. And we're challenged here, you know, on a daily basis by Coach Belichick to show up, do the right thing. I think that's what this team has always been about.
The offense remained in flux for most of the season.
Rob Gronkowski is hurt.
They just took his knee out.
But when one went down, another came in. And on defense, the rookies didn't quiver to be the next man up when asked to fill some large shoes.
Struck to the backside by Jamie Collins.
The Patriots have made it this far with 11 rookies who've had a prominent role throughout the season.
Hard work. I think a lot of resolve, a lot of fight, a lot of heart with this team. And we've been doing that since day one. And I think just now it's starting to click, especially with the younger guys, as to what exactly you have to do to be successful.
And this roster holds the most rookies of any team left in the postseason. And for the first time in their young careers, the privilege of playing in the AFC Championship lies ahead.
Well, we're getting ready to play in the AFC Championship game, so I'd say the next man up has been good enough.
We've heard it all season long, the next man up mentality. So this week I asked them, what exactly does that mean? How would you define that? And all the players in the locker room said it's as simple as this, doing your job and taking advantage of those opportunities. And here they are in the AFC Championship game. Steve.
All right, Jackie, thank you very much. Well, Peyton Manning has gone up against the Bill Belichick team 17 times in his career. He's won 6 and lost 11. But the coach will tell you, it's always the next game that matters. Here's Bill Belichick, presented by GEICO.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
You've had other backs that have had size, Antoine Smith, Corey Dillon. You look at LeGarrette. Does he compare to those two at all, or is he different, or does he remind you of one of the two previous ones?
I think he's kind of got his own unique style. I mean, Corey Dillon, that bar is pretty high, but you know, Blunt's a good back. Don't get me wrong, and, sure. And I think he's got a lot going for him. But he's big, but he's kind of a halfback in a fullback's body. You know, he's a 250-pound back, you know, 6 feet with, you know, good athleticism, good quickness, good speed. He's got halfback skills, but. You know, it's about 30 pounds bigger than most of those guys are.
All right, maybe there's going to be a day where we're sitting here doing this. I hope that's going to happen where we're not talking about Peyton Manning. Maybe he'll be long gone. But he's pretty much seen it all, like your quarterback has. Is it really about just kind of mixing things up just to keep him on his toes?
Yeah, well, I don't think you want to just tell him this is what we're going to be in. What do you want to do about it? Because he'll probably do something you won't like. But in the end, you got to be able to play whatever you're going to play, and that's really what it comes down to. You can disguise all you want, but if you can't play what you're playing, man, zone, combination, pressure, whatever it is, then it doesn't do any good. So you've got to be able to play the defense, but disguising and trying not to make it easy for him so he knows exactly what you're in and how to pick it up and what part of it to attack and try to make him read it after the snap and make the receivers make some adjustments, then at least you have a chance of you know, not as good of execution as they would have if you told them everything ahead of time.
Julius Thomas, he was a game-time decision that day, did not play in the game. How much different are they offensively with him in it?
Well, he's an explosive player and a good red zone player. He's a big target, a guy that runs well, and is a very good runner after the catch. I thought Tammy played well against us in the game, and we had some trouble with him. So, you know, they have good depth at that position, but... You know, Thomas is definitely a playmaker and a dangerous red area target.
It's been a lot of time since the OTAs, the mini camp, the training camp. Your team's been through a ton. We sat here for 17 weeks talking about it. You're in the AFC Championship game, third straight. What's your message to your team going into this game?
Well, first of all, it's an honor to be in the game, to be competing for the AFC Championship. But I think the message is pretty much what you just said it was. We've been at it a long time, and all that hard work is for this. Like, that's what it's all for, is to be able to play in a championship game and to win the AFC. And so here we are this week, and nothing to hold back on, nothing to save it for. Get everybody's best effort in preparation and practice and doing all the things we need to do so we can be at our absolute highest performance level on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. That's the goal this week.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @BobbyD. Wants to know about altitude. How do you get your team ready to prepare in the altitude?
I think you kind of go through your normal pattern. And I've coached in Denver, and it was never that big of a deal out there. It really wasn't. So I'm not saying there isn't something scientific to it, but I know when we've gone out there and played well, we've won. And when we've gone out there and we haven't played well, we haven't won. So, we're going to do the best we can to have a good week of preparation. We'll head out there Friday after practice. So we, have the full day out there to, acclimate, rest, and be ready to go. And, I think we'll be ready to go on Sunday at 1.
All right, Coach Bell, share later in the show. What are we going to look at?
We'll take a look at some explosive plays from that Broncos offense.
All right, sounds great. Sit tight. See you later.
All right.
And joining me now is Scott Zolak and Brady Manning. Manning, Brady, who's got more pressure tomorrow?
I think it's as simple as this, Steve. Tom Brady's been playing for, 14 years? You really got to make it 13 because of the year he lost out with the knee. Eighth AFC Championship game that guy's in. Peyton Manning, 8-1 and duns. I don't even think it's a discussion. Head-to-head, 10-4, but remember, the quarterbacks don't play each other. I like Manning versus Fox. And then you got Manning versus Belichick. Right. You got Brady versus Fox. I'll take the odds with our guy.
You got to go and thread it.
All right, Scott, thank you very much.
Still ahead, we have the Bellastrator, Scott Zolak. A lot of fans around here. We got the Bellastrator, Christian Borier, sits down with the heart of the offensive line and Logan Mankins. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
Tom Brady hands it off to LeGarrette Blount. Jump cut right. And he rambles out of a tackle. He's gone to the 50. Blount to the 40. Blount to the 30. Blount to the 20. Blount to the 10. Blount to the end zone for the fourth time tonight.
Hey, that boy's playing good football. He's playing good football.
Welcome back to this special live edition of Patriots All Access. He was all pro as a rookie, as one of the most difficult positions in the National Football League. Now Devin McCourty, the Pats' first pick in 2010, is a seasoned pro. Here's my conversation with McCourty, the veteran safety, playing in his third straight AFC Championship game.
Well, Devin McCourty, this is your third AFC Championship game. Have you learned something? Or let me put it this way. What have you learned from the other two?
I think how hard it is to get back. Mm-hmm. I remember, going there the first time, and we won it, and we moved on, and then we lost in the Super Bowl. And I remember, your first instinct is, next year when we get back, we're going to win it. And, I remember that season, all the hard work, the ups and downs, going through it, and to get back to that same spot and then to lose, I think I realize how hard it is, and I, you know, this year taking full advantage, you know, preparing like there's no tomorrow, because you really understand now that there is no tomorrow.
Do you think your teammates, especially the younger guys, you being the captain, you think your teammates get that?
I think so. I think we have a young, hungry group of guys, you know. If you just look down our roster, we have guys, you know, a guy like Jamie Collins, you know, he played his last year in college. They didn't win many games, and, you know, he'll tell you all the time, he loves being here and winning and the effort and what he has to put into just to win, and he understands that, you know, winning isn't something that's come second nature to him. It's not something he's done his whole life, so I think you have young guys hungry like that with some veterans that, you know, tell them and you know, inspiring them and motivate them to do the right things, that we have a good mix of young and older guys.
You're going against one of the best quarterbacks ever in Peyton Manning. You've beaten him already this season. How hungry do you think he's going to be, and how do you stop this guy?
I think he's going to be really hungry, and so are we. You know, we understand, you know, that game really has no bearing on this game that's going to be coming up Sunday, so it's going to be a tough matchup. You know, I think we were able to do some things well in the first game and some things we didn't do well in the first game, and we know he's going to watch that. He's going to try to take advantage of that. We're going to watch it and see, you know, what we need to fix, what we could do better, and it's going to be just a classic football game with two teams going at it, giving it everything they have.
Tim McCourty, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right.
We have much more to come live from Denver as we get you ready for the Patriots and Broncos. Stay with us. Coming up on All Access.
Coach Belichick focuses on an overlooked part of the Broncos offense on the Belistrator.
They do a real good job of running the ball. They got, you know, a couple of good backs that are very explosive and create a lot of big plays. That would be a big challenge for us, too.
But first, hear what some of the best in NFL history have to say about Brady and Manning.
The word great's thrown around way too much. They are great football players.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots and athletes everywhere. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Denver, everyone, in this special live edition of Patriots All Access. He was a surprising first-round pick of the Patriots back in 2005. Now Logan Mankins isn't surprising anyone anymore. He's a necessary nasty needed to protect Tom Brady. And here's his conversation with Christian Fourier, who sat down with him earlier in the week, the anchor of the offensive line.
When I realized I was going to get to talk to you, I was like, okay, what's my first memory of Logan? I remember when you got here, rookie, pretty unassuming, you know, didn't really say much, quiet. What was your thoughts when you came to the team back in 05?
Well, you know, as a rookie, you're usually, you don't know what's going on yet, and you're just trying to get here and fit in. And thankfully, this team was well established. I had a lot of guys to learn from. You know, Bill, he always puts it pretty straight when you're a rookie. Just keep your mouth shut, do what you're told. You don't know anything. So he keeps you in line in that way.
The draft profile on you was, I'm just going to read it to you. It was classic, okay? It's a couple of things. Nasty, aggressive, plays at high intensity, will play through pain. Where does that come from? When you step on the field, do you draw something? Do you flip a switch? And how do you become Conan the Barbarian on the field?
Yeah, I don't know. I just, when I'm playing that way, it's a lot more fun, I think.
For you, eh? Not
yeah,
for the other
me,
guy.
Exactly. For me, it is a lot of fun. And I enjoy taking it to the edge a little bit and just getting after guys. And I love it when the other guys are mad and they're yelling at me because they think I'm playing a little too hard or something.
It is what it is. Let's go back out there. Let's stay out there for a while. Now we've had 2 3-and-outs.
Talk about Dante Scarnecchia. I mean, here's a guy that's been here forever, has coached some of the best players. What is it about his coaching style that enables him to get the most out of his players?
We practice hard. We get every once in a while we'll bring in an older guy that's been around the league, and he comes to one of our practices after the first day, he's dying. He's like, are we going to practice like this every day? And we're like, yeah, every day.
This is the way it is.
He's like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Maybe I should have went somewhere else. But he's very demanding, and the thing is, he puts in just as much work. I think he gets here like 3:30, 4 in the morning, and he always has us prepared. And if they ran one single different blitz the whole season, he's got it for us, yeah. And he shows us. And so we're always prepared for everything.
He hands it off to Blunt, runs it left side, throw a big hole, has it straight ahead, runs it to the end zone. Big hole on the left side of the offensive line.
This team, for whatever reason, has been labeled a finesse team when it comes to running the football, even though you had a 1,000-yard running back last year and Stephen Ridley. It's not like you don't get the respect you deserve, yet over the last 3 or 4 weeks, hey, the Patriots have a new identity. They're a running team. How does that make you feel when you hear that?
Well, we always knew we had the potential, but it's hard to run the ball all the time when you have one of the best quarterbacks. So it gets tough pass blocking when they know you're going to pass block all the time. And it's nice to be able to mix it up, and it's nice to run all these different runs that we are. And it helps the total offense. It makes everything, it kind of flips it into our favor a lot more.
Every time I see you, it's like you're getting up a little slower. You always come back. More gratifying this year than previous years, the fact that you've been through so much physically and able to still stay in there. I mean, playing left tackle when guys get hurt.
Yeah, it is. It's I don't know if I'm tough or dumb. Some guys call me stubborn. But
I think it's a little bit of both at this age for you.
Yeah, and you're right. I'm not always the fastest guy getting up, but I always take pride in this is my job. I know it's a game, but it's our job, and you can't do your job when you're not out there. So I always want to be out there, not just for myself, but for my teammates. I know those guys are dependent on me to do my job, and I want to be there for them.
Bill Belichick says that you're the toughest guys that he's coached. Tom Brady has been quoted as saying he's played with a lot of tough guys, and you're the toughest guy that he's played with. I take offense of that. Okay, no. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, that's pretty great. I don't know if I am. Tom's played with a lot of guys that were tough and went through tons of injuries, and we're always out there. And Bill, he's coached some of the greatest players in the history of the game, so I don't know. Maybe it was just the moment they were throwing me in there, but I take a lot of pride in trying to be out there every Sunday.
Imagine playing an entire season on a torn ACL. Logan Mankins did that back in 2011. One tough individual. We're going to take it back inside, and we're going to have a special guest coming up. Stay with us. Patriots All Access continues in just a moment. You're going to love this guy. Well, the guy sitting next to me really doesn't need any introduction. Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, and surrounded by fans.
So nice to meet you.
Okay, nice. Thank you.
Go Patriots!
All right.
I mean, how do I? I can't interrupt that, right?
Thank you.
That's cool.
Hey,
is that a turn on?
No, it wasn't. I'll tell you what will be a turn on though tomorrow when you guys win this football team game.
Oh. Well, we're mindful of the challenge here. You know, this is a tough place to play, but I think our guys are ready. So it should be a great football game. You think about it. Two best teams in the AFC, in my opinion.
Right.
Two of the best quarterbacks in the history of the game. Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. But I want to go over some cool numbers that you have accomplished. 3 Super Bowl titles, 13 division titles, more wins than any other team in a 20-year span, and tomorrow you're going for your 7th conference championship title. That is an amazing run. Did you ever think that you'd be able to get this far with this franchise?
We dreamt about it, you know, it's all about, first of all, I want to thank the fans of New England and the fans there.
Thank you.
You know, because when we... We love you. Yeah. We bought the team, you know, it never sold out in 34 years. And the day after we bought the team in a big snowstorm, we had 6,000 season tickets we sold, and it was just unbelievable. So the fan support that we've gotten has done so much to help us. And then it's about surrounding yourself with good people, and we've been blessed in that area.
You put a lot of money on the line, your money on the line. It took a huge risk.
Yeah.
When you bought the team.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Did you ever think it would turn out this good?
Well, I dreamt it would, but I had a lot of butterflies, and, you know, we had to work very hard. But once again, the fans of New England and fans throughout the country who were Patriot fans supported us and did so much to help us get to where we are.
How impressed with you at your quarterback, and how impressed are you of your head coach?
Well, the two, I think the job they've both done this year is just outstanding. This team reminds me a lot of the 0-1 team, mm-hmm. No matter what happens tomorrow. Woo! Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Hey, Stoner!
Everybody puts team first. They're very, very...
unselfish, right?
All unselfish, and, you know... I can tell from the locker room, or even tonight, being at the team hotel and seeing the team meeting and just seeing the camaraderie and the way everyone feels about one another, there's a certain quiet confidence. So, but you never know what's going to happen, and we're mindful of how good the Broncos are, and we'll have a real challenge on our hands tomorrow.
You get the feeling the team's real focused?
Pardon?
You get the feeling the team is real focused?
They're very... As far as effort grades go, A+.
All right. Here he is, Patriot team owner Robert Kraft. Time now for the Bellustrator. Take a look.
Time now for the Bellustrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. AFC Championship, we're getting you ready for it. Denver, they spread you out, Coach.
Yeah, and they're very explosive offensively. You know, the three receivers get a lot of notoriety and attention, and so does the tight end, Julius Thomas. But guy we can't forget about is the running back, whether it's Knowshon Moreno or Monty Ball. This is Moreno on a little inside zone play with the tight end blocking back. And you can see he's got very good run skills. He's quick. He's got good vision. He can turn a nothing play into a 30, 40-yard gain, go the distance with his speed, quickness, and running skill. And whether it be runs or, in this case, screens, you know, these guys are very dangerous on little space plays like this. Here's a second and long play, second and 15. You know, they hit one of these against us in the first game, but where, again, Moreno gets a little bit of space. You can see that the, you know, Denver offensive linemen, receivers do a good job getting out there, screening off a couple guys, you know, turn this into another huge play.
Are they a multi-formational screen team, or do they give you a ton of looks?
Yeah, they mix it up. They definitely mix it up for you. And then, of course, you know, Monty Ball, number 28, you know, he's also been very productive for him, particularly in the second half of the season. Here he is on a little trap play with Thomas coming in to do the trap. You know, cracks the line of scrimmage, breaks a couple tackles, got good strength, good power running. So, you know, as much as we got to concentrate on the receivers and the tight end and the passing game and Manning and all that, they do a real good job of running the ball. They got, you know, a couple good backs that are very explosive and create a lot of big plays. That would be a big challenge for us, too.
Odd way, you say you have to be patient on defense. You got to read everything.
Absolutely. Okay. And then, you know, like what happens here, this is Decker. So, you know, they get the running game going and, you know, crack a few runs in there and then come back and play action and throw it over the top of the defense. So, you know, here's Decker going all the way across. The safety comes over here to take Thomas, and Decker's able to work to the backside. And, of course, Manning, you know, makes a tremendous throw, puts the ball right on the money over Decker's shoulder for a touchdown off play action. So the running game, play action, plus the passing game, you know, it's a lot to get ready for, to defend.
Get some good sleep tonight. Good luck tomorrow, Coach.
All right,
worked hard to get here. All right, there's your Bellustrator. More Patriots All Access here from Denver. Back next.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Near side, intercepted, left side, Asante Samuel, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Asante Samuel. Right side, open, Buffalo, touchdown. And off to a dive, goes into the end zone, touchdown, and the Colts take the lead for the first time in the game. Fires over the middle, intercepted, that's going to do it. And that's going to be all she wrote.
Welcome back to Denver, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Scott Zolak. And let's start off with this running game, because LeGarrette Blount hopefully will pick up right where he left off. Mike?
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of 2004, guys, with Corey Dillon, you know, the big back, and how the Patriots have transformed their offense here. You see those T-shirts, the Blount Force Trauma T-shirts.
Where'd that come
around
from?
The Patriots locker room, right?
Yeah. You know what? Funny how that came up.
Reminds me of Ted Washington in back in 2003 with the Homeland Defense hats there. A lot of players rallying around that. But Blount, the key guy, obviously.
I think it's big. I think it has that Corey Dillon feel, like Mike says. And I mean, let's face it, this isn't just flip the switch and this is 1 week. This has been a slow build for 6 weeks now. This running game's been here for a month and a half.
No question about it. All right, everybody's talking about Brady, Manning, Brady. The legacy of the quarterbacks. If Manning loses tomorrow, what's his legacy?
I think he's got a chance to become Kurt Warner. People forget that Kurt Warner won with the Rams, and then he took that Arizona team, had them up in the Super Bowl. Pittsburgh came back. Warner took two different teams. Manning's kind of there. Brady's 10-4, you know, head-to-head against Manning, but they don't play each other. This is Tom Brady's eighth AFC championship game. Manning's had 8 one-and-dones. I don't even think it's comparable.
Yeah, I'm not a big legacy guy in terms of this situation. What I will say is this. When it comes to Peyton Manning, what better situation could you have? At home on a near 60-degree day, if you can't close the deal in this situation, I mean, I'm not sure what you can close at that point. So it's right there for him. He's got to close.
Pressure's on him.
The pressure's on
Peyton
him,
Manning,
exactly.
Not Tom Brady tomorrow.
The pressure's a little bit on the Patriots' defense, though. No Brandon Spikes, no Gerard Mayo. Jamie Collins. Your new hero, out of nowhere.
Well,
but you know what? You like what he's doing.
Yeah,
right?
Top draft pick. And I think the reason why he's key in this game is the other side. Julius Thomas, the tight end, didn't play in that game November 24th. Jamie Collins would be a key matchup against him in this game. Broke through at a key time for the Patriots.
I thought Arrington did a nice job in Welker in a regular season, came down on him. They could take Jamie Collins. They could take a key lead, mix and match. Bill Belichick is not going to just say, hey, here's what we're going to do, Peyton. We're going to put Jamie Collins on Julius Thomas for the entire game. Peyton will end up figuring that thing out and going after the other guys.
Well, here's a guy that can certainly scare you, and that's Knowshon Moreno.
Yeah, well, they rushed for 280 yards the last game, and I think the key here, Steve, is the Patriots going to be in a sub-defense, because look at all the weapons they have in the passing game, and you almost dare them to run, Steve, and you say, take the ball out of Peyton's hands and all those receivers, though, will they be willing to sort of go away from that?
Bill talked about that, too, this week, you know, the screen game. They'll screen it on first, second, third down. It's not third and 15 where the Broncos will screen it, so that's what they got to worry about up front, too.
I want to talk about the dangerous Samoan and Silva Salinga. Here's a guy, and here's the thing about Salinga. He's been with all four teams that are still left in these playoffs.
Steve, 6'2", 325 pounds. You go back and watch that game when these two teams played in November. The Patriots were getting gashed right up the middle. Salinga did not play in that game. I think he's a guy that few people have talked about this week, but is a key player for the Patriots in this game.
Volano and Chris Jones have done a fantastic job up front. I just think the addition, like Mike said of him, you're never going to replicate Vince Wilfork, that wide body. This is a Patriot Hall of Famer. You take this guy and his impact, and you look at what they've been able to do and build this again. Like the run game on the offense, defensively up front. I mean, they're replacing Mayo, Spikes, Wilfork. The list goes on. Tommy Kelly. It's amazing we're in this game.
My guy tomorrow, Julian Edelman. A guy that's playing with a chip on his shoulder all year.
He's picking the guy with 111 catches.
But I like that, right? It's a good pick. Yeah. I like that pick.
Steve, look, I mean, look at where they've been this season and how big he's been for them. Why wouldn't he be your guy in such a big spot? Wes Welker on the other side. Sort of that has subsided a little bit because Edelman has made it subside.
Prediction time.
We're picking them today. What about tomorrow's show? I got that too.
Prediction time.
Coming into this game, I like the Patriots 24-20. Since I've been out here in Denver, I think it's more of a 7-point win.
Wow.
24-20?
I like the Patriots as well, Steve. I think they're the better team, even though the Broncos might have the best unit on their offense. Overall, I like the Patriots as a team. I'll take them by a field goal.
By a field goal? You think it's going to be that close?
I do.
All right. Only time will
tell. Swing by one.
Here we go. Thank you very much. Well, that's going to do it for this edition, this special playoff edition of Patriots All Access. Tomorrow, get your championship ready.
Let's go.
Yes, because the Patriots will be going to the AFC Championship game, and we'll have a special hour-and-a-half edition of Patriots Game Day starting at 11:30. I'm Steve Burton saying, see you later from the Mile High City of Denver. Adios, everyone.
Why don't we just do Pat's win on three? Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah.
Right. 1, 2, 3.
Pat's win!